Hello, welcome to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspirations. I trust the Lord is with you this morning or today, whatever time it is that you're listening. The Lord is faithful, and I hear that a lot, and then I always think, well, are we faithful? Yes, the Lord is. He makes promises, and he stands by them. They come true. But are we also that way? Do we tell God something and then go do something else? Or are we faithful like he is? I know that none of us is perfect, and myself included, that, you know, we misstep or we fumble. But my desire and my goal is to be a faithful servant of the Lord. And so that's what I speak to him about when I pray and ask him to help me. So I find a lot of encouragement in listening to or reading the in the Bible about holy men that were inspired of God. And as we spoke in the last message, that inspiration, each person has a spirit in him, and it says in Job that we read that each person receives a spirit an inspiration of the Almighty gives them understanding. When that inspiration of the Lord enters the spirit of man, then he receives understanding. And so today I'd like to go over a little bit about Daniel. I think that's quite an inspiring account of Daniel, of how it was that there could be these servants that God gave them understanding and gave them the strength to be faithful. And so in Daniel chapter 1, it says that in the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem and besieged it. And of course, we know that the king of Judah then, that the king of Judah was overcome by Nebuchadnezzar. And it says that he carried all the precious or the vessels of the house of God. And he brought all the treasures, everything. He took it to, this is Nebuchadnezzar, took it to Shinar, to the house of his God. And so also took the people. And it sounds like he wanted a certain of the children of Israel and of the king's seed, it says, and of the princes. So these were people that are of the royal family, of which would have been of Jehoiakim, that Nebuchadnezzar wanted some of those. So he said in verse 4, it says, children in whom was no blemish, well-favored and skillful in all wisdom, in cunning and knowledge and understanding, science, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, in whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. And it says, and the king appointed them in daily provision of king's meat and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years, that at the end of thereof they might stand before the king. So for 3 years they were going to be fed a certain food, which it says it's special food, or food that just the kings eat, and wine too. So So for 3 years, and then they, at the end of that 3 years, they were going to come, and then they were going to be inspected or however. So out of the land of Judah, then they brought these Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. It says that the eunuchs gave them names. Then he gave unto Daniel the name of Belshazzar, and to Hananiah of Shadrach, and to Mishael of Meshach, and to Azariah of Abednego. So that's the names that those that the Babylonians gave to them. But then here is where we start seeing how God's spirit in Daniel manifests itself. It says in verse 8, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank, therefore requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. So, and I when I read this, I was thinking, you know, how many of us would have the strength if we are brought forth and offered to, that we're going to get a special food and all that, put in prison, but you would say, this is special food that you'd be given. Would you eat it? Would you have the strength to say, no, I can't defile myself? That's what Daniel purposed to do, it says. So Daniel requested that they just not do that, and it says that the prince of the eunuchs told him that, well, they fear the Lord the King, who has appointed that their meat and their drink. And if they did not turn out to be looking nice or favorable, then these servants of King Nebuchadnezzar were going to be beheaded if something would happen to these young men that were brought from Judah. So it says, and said Daniel unto he said it unto Melzar. That was the prince of the eunuchs that was over Daniel and the other three men. He says, prove thy servants, that's in verse 12. I beseech thee 10 days, and let them give us pulse to eat and water to drink. Then let our countenances be looked upon before thee, and the countenance of the children that eat of the portion of the king's meat, as thou seest, deal with thy servants. So he consented to them in this matter and proved them 10 days. So Daniel asked them to just feed them this pulse for 10 days, and then at the end of 10 days, see what changed, or if there were any kids favorable to them. So then it says that Melzar took away the meat and wine that they was going to give them, and he gave them this just water and pulse. And then at verse 17, it says, as for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. So we can see that the inspiration of God upon them gave them knowledge and skill. And that's why they were able to do what they are doing. Then in verse 18 it says, now at the end of the days that the king had said he should bring them in, and the prince of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar, and the king communed with them, and among them all was found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, and therefore stood they before the king. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in all his realm. Daniel continued even unto the first year of King Cyrus. So there we can see that that it is the Lord God that is working this work through them, And that's, you know, that's what I get out of it, and that's the encouragement I get, is that we need to submit ourselves to the Lord and allow His Spirit to inspire us so that we have the strength and the courage to do the right thing, even in this world that is offering what seems to be very good food and wine, that we would be satisfied with the food that God gives us, the wholesome water. And because in the end, as we can see, like with Daniel, it says that they were 10 times better. And I just have to ask, are we 10 times better servants to the Lord than the world around us? So that is the challenge. So the Lord bless your day, and may you ponder on these words, and may it bring encouragement to you in your life.